The hardest thing you have to do is coming off of AT all day to be able to jump right back into the middle of it and involve the piece over here. We might as well get into the habit of it, because we're going to be doing it every week, at least once a week. So let's go like this. Without pulling back, without any, you know, checking ourselves at all, we're going to manage to jump back into the thick of a sugi here today, Mir Tashem. If you recall on Monday, we ended on the following note. We pointed out basically like this, that the two terutim that we had in the Tosa asked this question: how come we consider the Eidos as given against the Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza? Why do we consider that Eidos as a Yachol of the Hazima? Why is it the Eidos kosher? Isn't it Iyat the Yachol Hazima? Because you're not really giving Hazama, you're not making the Eidim into Chalalim themselves. Tosus comes along and gives two answers. The first answer Tosus says was no. The cave in Chalaka, as Tosus pointed out here, since you're getting Malkus, heavy cash is someone that counts as cash is someone happy shapir at the Yofa Le Hazima, that is counted as Eidosh at the Yofa Le Hazima. The second Tosus comes along and says, no, this is an exception to the rule. Really, it's not, you're not getting Hazama over here, but nevertheless, the Eidos is kosher, because this particular area of the Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza, is an exception to that rule, and you can have Eidos She'iyat HaYachal HaZim, and that's fine. And Tosa explains why that's true over there in the Tosa. We explain basically that we wanted to suggest that the two Terutim in Tosa reflect a Chakira about the nature of the Malkus that the Eidim of the Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza are getting when they're caught as Eidim Zomim. Why are they getting Malkus? If we remember, we looked at the Gemara that Beis Amid Beis last week, the Gemara that whole on Monday, excuse me, last week, feels like a long time ago. Still, I'm going to keep doing that. Whenever I say last week, I mean Monday, just keep that in mind from now on. Where are we over here? Yes, so we point out the Gemara has a whole discussion. Why is it that the Eidim get Malkus? So the Eidim points out, the Gemara rather points out, you have the Pasuk, Beis Zikwas HaTzadik, Beis Shivas HaRasha. The Gemara says that, basically that that's a reference to Eidim Zomimim, Beis Zikwas HaTzadik, when the Mazimim come along and they acquit the guy who really was innocent in the first place, Beis Shivas HaRasha, and they catch the Eidim who are actually Rishon, because they were lying in the Bezdin, V'ahoyim bin Hakos HaRasha, then you give Malkus to those Eidim who are Eidim Zomim. The Gemara points out, you can't say that the Eidim only get Malkus because the Yisra of Losana, because that's a lav shein Mamalkus, so it has to be that we're relying upon the Zikwa Tzadik Vishwa Tzarash. We pointed out on Monday or last week, depending on Muramid, that there are three different ways to understand the Maskana of the Gemara. Number one was that, let's very, very quickly, don't take it away. Yeah. Why am I getting Malkus? Because for whatever reason, I want to use my numbers over here. The first option we had presented was the idea you were giving, I think, was option number three, really. The first option that we had presented was my number system was that the Pasuk of Vitzik was a Tzadik, Vishuv was a Rasha, is setting up a brand new, independent, onish of Malkus. You violated this idea of lying in the bed, then you get Malkus like that, Vizikwa Tzadik, Yeshua as a Rasha, right? Why am I getting Malkus? Because I violated that Pasuk, Yeshua as a Rasha. Option number three that we had given, obviously not going in order right now, was what you said before. Normally, Losan is a Lav She'en Bo Malkus, and you wouldn't get Malkus, but since the Pasuk reveals to us that you get Malkus when you're caught as an Eid Zomim, it's okay to get Malkus for the Lab of Losana, despite the fact that it's a Lab Shein B'Maisa. And then option number two was to come along and say that.
The fact that I wish you
here
is really teaching us
a Malkus. Very good. The part that goes, the Rosh is basically being Megalus, is teaching me, establishing for us that the Malkus is in fact an acceptable form of Hazama. This is also called Hazama. Okay. And we pointed out also on a Monday that Lachor, the two Terutim and Tosas would revolve around that point as well. If you ask me the question, hey, when the Eidim get Malkus, but what about the rule of Eidus Iyat HaYachol HaZima, why is the Eidus acceptable? And the first Terut he gives is, just to quote the Tosas once again, was V'yesh Lomar, Kevin Delokin, since he get the Malkus, heavy kasher zomim, that is the kasher zomim, the heavy shapir at the yochol azima, that sure sounds like it's saying, that Tosfos is telling us that yes, this Malkus is considered cash hazama. This is an onish of hazama. This is classic hazama. It's not exactly mida kineged mida cash hazama, but that's the chiddush of the Malkus, that it's deemed, defined as an onish of cash hazama. Therefore, it's eidah shati yachol hazima. The second terrorist might not have liked that idea. What do you mean the Malkus is hazama cash hazama? That's not really true. We don't know what the other terrorists might hold. Maybe it holds you're getting Malkus because of Losadna. Maybe it holds that you're getting Malkus because of Vizikos Atzadik. That part might not be so clear, but if Tosis is taking on either of those two assumptions, that the Malkus is not Azama, then the bottom line is we are left with the problem of, hey, this is Eidah She'i Asa Yachol Azima, why is it kosher? That's why Tosis gives his other terrorists, that this is an exception to the rule. You don't have to have Eidah She'i Yachol Azima. That was on Monday. Now we are up to Wednesday, and let's try to go a little bit vital. So I want to point out right now that this question, aside perhaps being the 2 days in Tosis, probably is a fairly large machlokas in the Rishonim. We're going to see in Achronim, we'll discuss these ideas as well, and some of them even a reference to our Tosis. And it starts basically like this. If you take a look at the Perush HaMishnah, it's the Rambam over here. The Rambam has a very, very striking formulation, which is echoed in that Sefer Mitzvahs also, that we'll see in a second. But let's open up to the Perush HaMishnah quickly, just to see some of the words inside, and then we're going to start to fly here. Rambam says as follows, when he comments on our Mishnah. I'm not reading the entire thing inside, because it's long, and a lot of it is repetitive. In other words, things that we've done a couple of times already. Let's direct our attention to the end of the Perush HaMishnayot here, where he says as follows. He says, "Lamanu mipi Shmu v'Perush Pasuk Zeh." We've learned from a tradition explaining the pasuk of Etzidiku as a tzaddik. Sheyesh b'zeh remez. There's an illusion over here. That's the second half of the Rambam. Ki kishayidu eidim, if the eidim had testified, v'yashiyu tzaddik v'etzidiku rasha. Basically, they lied and they convicted the innocent person and acquitted the guilty. V'yacharkach bo eidim acherim, v'etzidiku tzaddik v'yashiyu rasha. And then other eidim come, and they basically make the original eidim into eidim zomimim. Shemalkim es a rasha, sheyashiyu es a tzaddik. We would give malkus to the rasha who made the innocent guy guilty. You lied in the bezin, we're going to give you malkus. V'hu shenemar, that's why the Torah says, v'hoya im din hakos a rasha. That's what the Torah says in reference to Edom in a court. In din hakos a rasha, sometimes you'll get malkus just for lying in the bezin. Yoso dover shir shiyu bo eza dover shiyihya. It doesn't matter what particular area it was that you made the guy guilty about. You lied, you're going to get malkus. Says the Rambam, now an interesting and very important line. Vazhara shalahem. And what's the isser in the Torah? Mashinema lo san briacha eid shakir. And therefore the Rambam says, the fikach malkin oso. You read those lines, okay, and based on what the Rambam has told us is as follows. Malkus is not a function of Hazama over here. Rather, the pasuk of Vidziko as a tzaddik, Vishu as a rasha, is setting up the idea that counter to the notion of Mlav Shein Bo Maisa, but when this particular lav is violated, Lo Sana Bereacha Eid Shakir, what happens to you in the Bez when you violate that? You're going to get Malkus, right? The Rambam, and again, if you look over there, without reading it inside, in the parish, in the Sefer Mitzvahs also, Mr. Reish Pehei, when the Rambam discusses the Isser of Lo Sana, like the Rambam over there in the Sefer Mitzvahs also basically says the same exact thing. There's an Isser in the Torah of Lo Sani, not out to lie in a bezin. And then he quotes, I'm reading this one line of the Rambam, Ukvar gozro alav v'torah v'amr, the Torah has decreed and said, if you lied in the bezin, v'asisin lo kashe zavu l'asas v'achiv, you're going to get punished for that lie. Now again, what does that mean? You're going to get punished in a bezin for that lie? Wait a second. Lo san is a lav she'ein bo maisa. Right? How can you get a punishment for that? Very clearly, the Rambam again is assuming that this whole concept of it's zikwa tzadik v'shuas the rush is setting up the idea. Yes, we know it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. Doesn't matter. In this particular case, you're allowed to get punished for that as well. You look, yeah.
From the Hazama. Right. This is
Because otherwise, the pasuk that you'd be quoting is kasher zomim. That's the most classic, right, eidim zomim pasuk you can get. Why do you come out to all those standards and l'tzidiku? Because this is not real. Not real as zomim. As you know, like, at this point we can do, you know, davki even quicker than the others. The Rimei Lunil, one of the Rishonim, right, mamish right over here on the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says, Sofa gets Arbayim, the eid gets Malkus, he basically speaks out this exact suffix over that we're having. It's very, very clear in the Rimei Lunil. Why do you get Malkus? Mishum Dechsivit says, V'hoye imbin hakos harasha, okay, which is the pasuk of Ezekiel as a tzaddik, u'b'gemara muchrach d'bahai gavna mayri haikra, and in the Gemara it's clear that this is the scenario that Mayri Haikra, that pasuk is speaking about. In other words, where you had Eidim Zomimim, and the Torah tells me you're going to get Malkus. Heicha de lo shayich beidus on kasher zomim, and it's specifically in cases when the nature of their Eidus does not allow regular old kasher zomim. So what's that opinion in the Rimei Lunil saying? What's the idea of the Vahoyim Ben Hakos HaRasha? Maybe yes, maybe no. Let's see the second. I'm gonna hold off on your camera. One second. V'inami, and I'm gonna get back to you in one second. It's V'inami, or else, why would I get Malkus? You're lucky. Mishum dechsev lo sana b'layacha eid shakir. Right, so that is clear. Right, that second idea of the Rimei Lunil, that the reason why I'm getting Malkus losane, not because of kasher zomim, etc. This is not hazama. The first teretz in the Rimei Lunil, the Chorus seems to, I would have thought, maybe you're going to argue with me, which matter of fact you just did argue with me, but I would have thought a little bit different. When I read that line in the Rimei Lunil, I thought as follows. You get Malkus because of Ahim Ben Hakos of Russia. The Gemara is clear, this is the scenario of when that pasuk is administering Malkus. When is that? When it takes a delo shayat beidus and kashya zomim. In other words, when I have eidim zomimim, and I really want to apply the regular old kashya zomim to them, right? Sometimes we know there are technicalities that say, I can't do classic kashya zomim. Right? Lo velo lezaro, you can't have a zomim lechatzon, all of the stuff that the Gemara speaks about. So what do I do when I can't do the real zomim? Huh? I give you Malkus. But if you look right, read it like that, what he's basically saying is just the opposite gets you, right? That this Malkus is a substitute Hazama. In other words, when I want to do Hazama, but I can't, right? So this is what you would be, this is, I would write, agree with what you just said now, that that's more like the first answer of the Tosafot.
Which is
one of the reasons why I would have voted with the heads that we had said.
So why do I have to come along and
be so clear about, listen, I would have given a zama, cash a zama, I can't, so I do this. Right? What are we expressing by that? This is something that you should have the onus of cash a zama, right? And again, cash a zama, I'm understanding what he means by that is the exact literal, you are going to do that, right? You have to get that. Misa, Misa, Mama, Mama, Malkus, Malkus, right? Now, I can't do that over here, as the Gemara explains, right? So again, so what do I do? Bimkom, instead of the classic kasher zomim, right? I do this. But I think, again, I'm willing to accept that this is not necessarily mukhrach in what he's saying, but I think it leans in the direction that this is a substitute for the kasher zomim. Now, with that issue, okay, we have the Rimei Lunil today, as the Rama has his, maybe that's the Machlokas and Tosis. Let's go a little bit further and test the waters a little bit to see some of the areas where this might be relevant. Okay, the first thing is there's a beautiful vort, if I do say so myself, even though it's not mine, there's Mamish, a Nakis socks off little diuk over here. You know the Ritva makes this diuk, that the Lashon of the Mishnah, Ein Omim Yaseh Zen Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, we don't make him a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, rather we would give Malkus. So the Ritva obviously is bothered by that Diyuk HaLashon, and why are we speaking in a singular tense when Lechor is speaking about two Edom over here? We shouldn't make them into a Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutz. We should give them a Malkus, etc. So the Ritva basically just tries to give a very technical answer, which is what? Why is the singular Lashon used in the Mishnah? Because we're following the example of the Pasuk. And of course you're going to ask, which you did ask me in the base matters, the follow-up question to that is, of course,
why
is that the Lashon Pasuk? And the answer we gave you to that, just to get it all on the table, was
that
the passages is we're speaking about the Edom as one organic whole, one singular unit, etc. As a matter of fact, there are many times in the Torah, we're going to see this later on in the Gemara, that the Torah, when it wants to speak about Edom, the Lashon uses is eight, right? And that is a phenomenon we find somewhere in the Chumash. Okay. Now, so the Ritva basically comes along and says, you're right, this is the wrong word to use, but we're following a pattern that it says in the Torah, we're speaking in a singular Lashon. One of the great Achronim of us, literally, not really today's anymore, but of the previous generation, right, was someone by the name of Shmuel Razovsky. If you never heard that name before, it's a name that you definitely want to hear. But Shmuel Razovsky was one of the Rosh Yeshiva of the Panovich Yeshiva a little bit before, during the reign of Rav Shach. Also, Rav Shach outlived him by many, many years. It was more our generation. And Shmuel Razovsky was there, like your parents, whatever, our parents, the generation right before age. Was one of, in today's times, in the 20th century, one of the great Lamdanim. Rav Shmuel had an incredibly, incredibly active and creative mind. His shiurim on all the mesechtes that he wrote on are mamish bread and butter. If a person wants to know a mesechta well with a real intense se'ian, Rav Shmuel was Rav Shmuel this. So whenever for the rest of this summer you hear the term Rav Shmuel, we're referring to Rav Shmuel Razovsky. Just remember that name. And his Sefer HaMakos is actually even thicker than any of the Gemaras are on of Makos. He has a lot to say. Shiuri Rav Shmuel. The original names. In today's generation we have all these original names, if I'm right.
The very big one on Sukkot.
The very big one on
Sukkot. Like the big icon on Sukkot.
Is there a Shmuel Amsacham? I don't recall offhand. In Makkos, or Shmuel is it? He's the one who Amish made Makkos into a quote unquote real Masechta. Shmuel had a deal, like I said, like this, that he wanted to suggest that perhaps the deal that this Ritva just made in our Mishnah has a lot to do with the discussion that we've just been having as follows. Shmuel asked like this: We know the rule is when it comes to Edom Zomim, and the Mishnah says later on in Daf Hey that, and also this is the basic cloud, the bright also comes up in the base, that you have to have both Edom becoming Edom Zomim before you administer the punishment of Kasher Zomim. In other words, if only one Ed becomes an Ed Zomim, he doesn't get Kasher Zomim, he's basically off the hook. Both of them have to become Edom Zomim in order for the Kasher Zomim to be able to take place. Yeah. So well, not necessarily, because let's say if you and Ari came and testified, and I come in and say, you know, Shlomo, you were with me on Monday. You come to testify. I don't know anything about him. You were there with me, right? So in other words, you're right. They're both saying the same exact thing. But if the Mazimim only are testifying about one of them, you're still going to, or whoever that is going to end up getting off the hook. Okay. Says Reb Shmuel, now like this. His mom is such a beautiful, beautiful just aura and svara that he wanted to offer. If you would assume, okay, like one side of this chakira about the Malkus that we've been discussing, that the Malkus is not really a fulfillment of Kasher Zomim at all, but rather the Malkus is an independent onish, whether it's because of Lo Sane, whether it's because of Ezekiel as a tzaddik, but if it's not considered Hazama, okay, then if Shmuel pointed out, it could very well be, it would make a lot of sense, that one of the Edom could get that Malkus, even if the other guy wasn't caught as a quote-unquote a Zomim. In other words, if the Mazimim came along, found one of the guys and said, hey, wait a minute, what do you mean you're testifying that you saw Rashi's case, you saw the mother get divorced, da, 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 da. You were with us, you didn't see nothing, you don't know that she was a Gerusha and all that, you never saw again. I mean, you were with us the entire, no way you could have possibly testified about that. Then, in theory, if this is not considered a Malkus of Hazama, that guy should be able to get Malkus, even though his friend and companion was not caught as an Eid Zomim either. So says Reb Shmuel, perhaps that's the reason why the Mishnah uses a singular tense. Ain Omrim, you're not going to say that Yasser Zeh Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutz. You're not going to make him a Ben Gerusha. What are you going to do to him, that one guy? You're going to give him Malkus. Because there is no Azama over here. It's a beautiful, beautiful little diak, at least according to one side of the Chakira. And again, if you're not going to agree with that, then of course the Ritzvah's pair certainly is legitimate and explains why the single Lashon is there as well. Yeah?
Turns the whole ASD
because he did lie. It is false.
Okay, fine. So that's separate from anything. It's just from lying. It's not from...
That's exactly the point that we're making. In other words, what we're suggesting is, right, that this idea of the Malkus, whenever we've set up, the idea of getting Malkus is not because of Hazama, but it's because you violated Lo Sane, right? What we're basically saying is, you're right. You get caught lying in the bed and like that, you're going to be getting Malkus. And Dafka, because of that, these rules of Azama are not going to apply. Now, for example, next thing, yeah, okay, fine, let's take some of the questions and we'll go through the other examples quickly. We're running out of time, yeah. Well, okay, number one is, if it is Kasher Zama, right, like we want to suggest the first terror to the Tosfos of year old, then for sure both of them are going to have to be caught right before you're going to give the Malkus. If that's the case, then again, either way, the punishment is still the Malkus. The only question is how many guys have to get caught before you're going to give it to them. We're saying that it's not Hazama. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky is coming saying like this, again, that according to the sad of this Chakira, right, that the Malkus is not Hazama, then there shouldn't really be any reason why they both have to get caught before you give the Malkus. And that perhaps is alluded to in the Mishnah's singular lashon of giving Zeh, giving this guy the Malkus.
That's right,
that is not Hazama. Again, the Mishnah uses a lashon that we give this guy Malkus. This guy gets Malkus. Right? Ritzvah's boy, what means this guy? We're talking about two Adam. Right? There's no Shmuel Rozovsky, oh, not so quick. Maybe, which some Rishonim hold, maybe you can actually give the Malkus to only one guy. Yeah, yeah.
I don't get why this is bothered that it isn't like obvious, especially Zama.
Well, that's his answer. In other words, he's saying, don't be bothered.
Is it obvious to start with?
Well, if you look, the Ritzvah does not present this as a major question. Oh my gosh, what am I going to do now? He just points out, the reason why we're using a single lashon is because that's the lashon of the pasuk. He's making a fairly straightforward point. It's just that we're saying now that, you know what, don't come and say, isn't that obvious? Maybe there actually really is a very important little gem that's hidden beneath that diuk.
So, according to Rav Shmuel, according to his understanding, so we can understand it either that Lo Sane or Vayal Mikol Rasha Mikol Rasha.
Either one of those would be good, right?
You just can't use Hazama, can't be involved at all, correct?
Right.
Either as the Iker or the Tumble, right?
Right. All right. Right. And in other words, when you go back, right, we saw the Rimu Neil definitely suggests Lo Sane as a particular thing. The Rambam, it also seems to suggest that Lo Sane is the actual list. We haven't really had someone to say clearly that Vizdiko as a tzaddik is its own separate punishment that you get. Okay. Now, moving right along, because we're running a little bit late. I want to go through now one or two or three more examples of where this is going to come. First and foremost, in Gemara and Dafei. Gemara is a major, major, major Gemara on Dafei Mibes about this subject, and one of those Nakisaks of Rashi's as well. When the Gemara brings down the din, that you have to have a Gemara din on the Nidon in order for Hazama to be given off. There's no Hazama until the Bezdin is paskined on the case that this guy's guilty, and if at that stage in the game and on, I get caught, or we get caught as an Eid Zomim, then we're going to get punished. But prior to that, the mere fact that we testified in a Bezdin and got caught lying like that, We're not going to be subject to a Zama again until the Gemara Din. That's what the Mishnah teaches over here on the Pei Omid Bei. And the Gemara goes on. We're going to read the Gemara quick. I'm going to skip the parts of the Gemara that are not directly relevant to us. The Gemara points out that Tana, starting from the Gemara, Beribi Omer, the Lo Hargu, if the Bezdin did not yet kill the Nidon, Neharagim and Eidim Zomimim can get killed. Hargo, but if they killed them already, Eina Neharagim, then they cannot get killed. It's too late. There's no azam. In other words, azam is only applicable in an extremely limited time frame after the Gemara Din, before the Beis Din is actually administered the punishment, and the Gemara learns out what it could. The Mishnah learns that out from a pasuk over here. Vasisem lo kashe azam lasas laachiv. You do to them what they were planning on doing to their friend. Meaning to say, the friend has to still be alive. He has to be the friend. If he's dead already, he ain't my friend anymore because he's dead. No major conversation. No hanging out with a dead man. He's not my friend, etc. It's too late for hazama. The Gemara asks over here, as you know, because you all learned the Gemara, what isn't that a Kal Vachomer? The Gemara comes up with a famous cloud, which we're not getting into now in the slightest bit, of Ein Onshin Min Adin. We don't give punishments based on a Kal Vachomer and all of that. And that's the Braisa, and a very, very important Gemara right over here, on Heyam Ebez and Makas. At the tail end of that Gemara, the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara asks, Chayve Malkios Minayin. How do we know that this same rule is true when it comes to Chayve Malkios? An Eid Zomim who's supposed to get Malkios, how do we know that that Eid Zomim only gets the Malkios after the Nidon had already had a Gemar Din and a Psak against him? Talmud Lomar, the Torah says, Rasha, Rasha. We have a Gzeirah Shavah, the same rules that apply to the Rasha Tzchayim Misa, apply to the Rasha Tzchayim Malkus, Vahoyim Bin Hakos, the Rasha, etc. Good. The rules apply. There has to be a Gemar Din. Chayve Golios Minolan. And the Gemara answers that another Gzeirah Shavah, Asya Rotseach, Rotseach. Just like when it comes to a murderer, the Eidim Zomim will only get Misa after there's been a psak against the Nidon, then he gets Misa. Same thing over here by Golios. You only get a Onesh, excuse me, an Eid Zomim only gets the Onesh of Golos if the other person had already been convicted of being Chayiv Golos. That's the Gemara over there. Now, there's a very obviously relevant line over here in our, what do you call it, in the Gemara that we just read. When the Gemara asks, Chayiv Malkios Minayin, how do I know by Chayve Malkios, when you have a Malkos onus, that there has to be a Gemar Din? What does Rashi say about that case? Chayve Malkios Minolan. Well, what's the Gemara asking? What kind of Chayve Malkios are we concerned with? Yeah, take it away. Just the opposite. What does Rashi say? There you go. Rashi starts off saying, first of all, that question is going back on the Mishnah. The Mishnah gives a rule that you can't apply a Zama until you had a Gemara Din. Okay, so then Rashi says, as you read right over here correctly, right, if I had a case where where Heidu Shechayim Malkus, we testify this guy a pig, he's Chayim Malkus. He's Chayim Malkus. V'huzmu, and we become Eidim Zomim, again, the rule is we can only get Malkus after the Gemara Din. But Rashi very clearly veered away from giving an example of Malkus of the Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza case. Malkus in this Gemara, when it's asking, how do you know you need a Gemara Din? Right? That's only in reference to where the Eidim were testifying that a guy was Chayiv Malkus. The next Rashi, we'll get to your question in a second, Corey. The next Rashi as well. By Chayve Golios, okay, when an Eid Zomim goes and runs into Golos. So Rashi says something that's incredibly important. Heidu Shechayev Liglos, the Eidim testified that this guy's Chayev to go into exile, he murdered by accident. But who's when he becomes Zomim? The Tanaim as Nisan Sofa gets to Arabayim. And the Mishnah says in the Beis, they get Malkus for that. Minolon Ad Sheyig Morhadin. And how do we know even in that case that they don't go into Golos unless the Psak was given that the Nidon goes into Golos? The Hani says Rashi, this is the important part. These people, Hoil Velav Midin Kasher Zomim Kemis Rabu, unbelievable line in Rashi. What did he just say, Nachum? The Hoil Velav Midin Kasher Zomim Kemis Rabu. Since these people are not included in the parish of Kasher Zomim. So then, lo asim malchus didu megezer shavu de rasha rasha. You can't learn out the fact that these guys get malchus only after gemar din from the gezer shava that we just had by edim zomimim. Then yehi lo yafiner ella edim zomimim shir shua nidol milchus. That gezer shava only teaches me something about edim zomimim who had been mechayv somebody malchus. The high rasha rasha be nidonim. So that's speaking about the victims who were convicted wrongly, but this in this particular case, where again, if you want to fill another contrast of Rashi, the Chayve Golias, which are not based on Kasher Zomim, the fact that they get Malkus is not based on the Kasher Zomim. Rashi says that Mam is black on white or black on yellow, depending on the color of the page of your Gemara. So that guy over there, Rashi says, is getting Malkus, but not as Kasher Zomim. Why are you getting Malkus then? Either because of Losanev, Zikwa Tzadik, etc. But what Rashi just taught us over here, number one, is that he seems to be holding very clearly that the Malkus is not Kasher Zomim. By extension, in theory, logically, there would have been no need to have had a Gemar Din Davka before you'd be able to administer Malkus, except for the fact that there's basically a special Chiddush based on this Gezer Shava that, sorry, you don't give the Malkus until there was a Gemar Din. Is that logical? No. Is that counterproductive to what the Halacha should have been? Yes. Nevertheless, because of the Gezer Shavah, you have to wait until the Gemar Din. Now, moving right along, two questions. Yeah, Corey, you go first. I kept waiting the longer.
Because it's Gemar Din, so basically two people came and said that we're back in something, and then those two people became the result. Doesn't that automatically end the case of
The Gemara just means the psak is given by the Bezin. In other words, the initial stages of the Edom are coming in and testifying. Bezin now has to think about everything that was said, right? Go through all the riots in either direction, who's chayiv, who's potter, whatever the case is. Bezin, again, is using a non-Jewish example, comes back into the courtroom, right? Bangs on the table at the gavel and says, this is the din. That is called the Gemara din. When the Bezin says, these are the rules, you got to do this, you got to do that. You can only become an Eid Zomim after that takes place.
So people who know that they were,
if you are a properly skeeving and conniving Eid Hamazim who wants to get the other guy, you will wait until the Gemar Din to walk into Bezdin and say, no, sorry, Imano Ayisem, you guys are Aidens, otherwise you are not going to get the desired result. No, because if we walk in and imagine you before the Gemar Din, you don't get anything. No, you're not. An Eid Zomim is only after the Gemar Din, period. That's true. That's the Mishnah over here that you learned on Hayom Beis. The Gemara learns that from that pasuk that there has to be a Gemara Din. Okay, and then Losan is a Lav Shein B'Maisa.
He buckled this, though, right?
Right. That was the old discussion we just had. Yeah. Let's take it there further. Why not?
Because then you would wait for the Gemar Din, and you would know what the
Gemar
Din is when you were testifying against the guy. Or against
the
Eder.
Well, there wasn't a Gemar Din when we testified. Remember again. The Eidim walk in and they're testifying, we saw this girl was Mizana.
Yeah.
Right? Now, they are not walking in to give a suggested ownership. They're not saying, ask her on the husband. They're not saying, give her Misa. They're the ones who, after the Gemar Din against the girl, she's Chayevah's Misa, when the Edom are mazim them, right, they can turn around and say, whoa, wait a second, we didn't realize what was going to happen when we were testifying. We didn't, that wasn't our intention. Yeah?
Isn't it a little fair with Rashi, the fact that Chayevah Malkios is going on, how do you know that it's after Gemar Din by Malkios and by Chayevah Golios that is going on, how do you know that they get Malkios in general? They're completely different aspects. it's the same lashon, but they're going on completely different aspects. Every malchus is going on. It's not going on how we know malchus.
Chayv Galus, the same thing by Chayv Galus, that the Rashi says.
In
my Rashi, I have the following words: Minolon ad sheyigmor hadin. How do we know that you don't go into Galus unless there was a gemar din?
But there's still possibilities, though, right? Even after, right?
That's a further discussion. The Pasha says, yeah. Pasha says, yeah. But there's machlok to think about that, yeah.
Even though they are in zones, there's still pretty much pressure on the guys that are being aided and bound. I mean, like in the case of when someone goes to the adults, they can't take someone, then they can't go to adults because there's no goal on down the chase. Like, you did it.
Again, by Chayv Galus, you're also not going to get. You're not going to go to Galus unless there was a Gemar Din.
Right. Yeah.
What punishment are you getting?
Huh?
No, only if there was a Gemar Din on the guy. The rules are the same by all cases.
Only if there's a
Gemar Din, do you get Galus? Okay, you get malchus instead, but the point is that whatever onus it is that you're getting.
What's the reason for that? Why do you get malchus over there?
Meaning, well, you want to get malchus, or you're asking why don't you go to Galus?
Why don't you go to Galus?
That's the sugin gemara over here. That's what it called. Who Janus, so it's only he, the murderer, not Adam Zoamim. You know, the gemara has all the different sugin about that. So that particular point we're going to get up to when we get up to Beis Hamikdash, Mirat Hashem, next year. Yeah.
So the Gemara says
how
going to keep
the
Mishnah and the Mishnah
gets killed.
Right? So if it's
proven to be in
the zone
over there,
that's the one
that goes.
Because they
kind of
like
to
kill them.
That's the same Mishnah within that faith. The guy was already killed, they're off the hook also. Well, they certainly didn't pick up a gun and shoot him. So technically speaking, that Avon was... are they going to get the Mr. Midos of the Year award? No, they're not going to get that.
No, besides, not counting them, if you're going to go,
okay. Now, moving right along, because the truth is we're running even later than I had anticipated. We're blasting through the rest in the next 5-10 minutes, Amir Hashem. And I'd like to at least start us off on the next topic as well, but I'm not quite convinced we're actually going to do that. The next couple of things that we're going to try to run through a couple of very quick and important nafka minhag, some machlokas in over here. It's going to be a little bit more, I guess, outside because of time constraints than the inside parts are actually going to allow. The next topic that we have over here is found in Tzlach. I'm just, again, these are random now nafka minhag. Within this, the question to just try to test the waters of what the nature of this malchus is. The Tzlach, as you know, brought up a very, very enjoyable shayla over here. It revolves around our point. The Tzlach quotes the idea that you have to see that. That's the one that we just did. The idea that you have to be a gemar. Is that true? One second. Right. So the Tzlach brings up right Davka our question about the idea of needing to have a gemar din when it comes to the guy who was accused of being a ben grusha ben chalutza. Again, he quotes the suffix over here. He quotes that the Rambam is like, okay, that's the discussion we just had. The next Tzlach is the one that we wanted to start off with. What's called the Madura Tinyana. The Tzlach and Masechta Makos, and happens in some other Masechtas as well, wrote a second version of his Sefer a little bit later on after the first one was printed, and in today's printings of the Tzlach, they're both combined with each other. You don't have to buy two separate books, but they just indicate which version it was that this is written. So the second time around, the Tzlach wrote the following idea, which is a beautiful beautiful ha'ara here, which is like this. The when you have a scenario, when you have a scenario where an aid, this is just a general comment, the truth is it gets a little bit involved with what we're about to do. When you have an aid who's testifying in a bez, there's two kinds of cross-examinations that the dayanim has to give the aid. There are things that are called drishos v'chakiros. Okay, the Gemara has learned about it in Sanhedrin from Sukkim that are there in the Chumash. And there's a basic difference between the two. The drishos, okay, but both of them just basically inquiries and cross-examining. There's no real literal translation that makes it that much of a difference in English. The drishos that are there, the derashta v'chakarta heitev. That's the lashon of the pasuk in Parashas Shoftim. And the Gemara learns that like this: the derashta means you have to investigate the basics of the case. The basics of the case. Who were the people? What time? Where did it take place? What did you see? What is the most basic information? And what does it mean, the darash, that you have to investigate? The dayanim have to sit down with the witnesses and go through, okay, let me hear the information. What did you see? That's to corroborate what the other person said, and then we build into the edus of two edim. If at any stage during the drishos, during the elementary questions that are there, one of the edim says, I don't really know, I can't answer that question. I don't know, I don't remember, I didn't see, etc. The edus is automatically invalid. Eini yodeya cannot work by any of the basics. So the simple reason is that if the guy says, I don't know, it's one of the basic questions about the case, what kind of a testimony is it? How could you ever even be caught lying? How can anyone come in and say something against you if you didn't even answer the question? You're not taking a stand. A, this has to be clear, has to be exact. The chakiras, on the other hand, all the additional questions that are asked that are not mamish essential to the case, but the reason why they're asked is because we want to have to cross-examine the witnesses. We're going to ask you questions. We're going to ask him questions. And we have to see, do they both basically add up? So even though it's not really that important in terms of a murder case, was the murderer wearing a blue shirt or a white shirt, right? That's not as basic as, did he pull the trigger on Monday, to whatever it was? That's not mamish essential. But if I walk in and say the guy's wearing a blue shirt and the other guy says he's wearing a pink shirt, then there's a little question mark going, are we testifying at the same thing? It's exactly, etc. What? He wears all different terms that are there. Now, any yodeya on a technical level is okay when you have those. The Gemara throws out three terms that are there. But the classic phrase in the Gemara is any debate the chakiras is going to be okay to use. Now, that what do you call it? And I don't know, it's okay. Blue shirt, pink shirt, no big deal. The Tzach brings up now the following idea. If one of the Edom was to claim an Eini Yodeya, okay, which makes it, again, the phrase that we use, it makes it basically called Eidish Iyata Yocha Lehazima. I can't give a Zama. What day did it happen? I don't know. Right? The Edom, Mazima walk in, Imanu Ayisim Amakom Plodi. What do you mean? I just said, I don't know. I'm testifying something. It might have been on a Wednesday. Again, we've had this before, and you're coming and saying that on Monday we were with you. That Eidus is not Hazamaable at all. Says the Tzlach as follows. We're going to read too quickly. We're going to skip the rest. This is the last insight we're going to do. The Tzlach is like this. Yesh Lomer, the Teretz of Rishon, and the first Teretz of Tosus, the Malkus Hevi Kasher Zaman. The Tzlach speaks this out clearly. The Malkus is called Kasher Zaman. And Ken Al-Kaparim Tzorach Eidus Shati Yochal Azimah. The Eidus has to be able to be held up against cross-examination. The Fikachim Yomu Eini Yodei, if an aid was to say, I don't know, I'm not really sure, was it on Monday that I saw the mother get divorced and then remarried to a Kohen, or on Tuesday, Eidus and Betel Eidus is zero. The Zeo Mishnah Aruchim Besechet Sanhedrin Mabin Bedikos, the Chakiros, the Bedikos, if they say, we don't know, then fine, excuse me, you know the truth, is that true? Is that the lesson of the Mishnah? Bedikos and Chakiros? Actually, probably is right, actually. I stand corrected on that. If they say, Eini Yodei, than their kayamos, the edus is kayamos, but by the chakiros, but by the essential things, then in yomre any yodeya, the edusin is betela. Why? Ef shel azima. But says the Tzlach, l'fia teretz hasheni, divyasisa lo lokoya edus ben gerush. Now we're not dealing with edus at all that's subject to hazama, that this is an exception to the rules. If an edus is going to say, I don't know, when did this take place? When did that mother get divorced? I don't remember. I didn't see. Then the edus is still going to last. It's not subject to a zama, no one can ever catch you, but that's okay. That's exactly the point that Tosa says, that this malchus In this particular case, it can be Eidus, She'iyat Yachol Azima, and you are 100% okay. So not only is it a theoretical question, is the Eidus, is the Malkus rather, called Hazama Malkus, or is it called something else? Says the Tzlach, there's a very basic nafkamina. If an Eid was to claim Eini Yodeya on one of the basics, Teretz number one of Tosis is going to say that Eidus is invalid. Teretz number two of Tosis is going to say, what's wrong with it? It's okay that it's Eidus Iyat HaYochel Azimah. That rule doesn't apply over here in the slightest bit. Now, running very quickly through our list of nafkaminas. Again, we're not quite done with this, but to try to make things a little bit simpler. We've had one nafkamina, again, if you're looking at that chart over there, about do you have to have both Edom getting caught as Edom Zomimim? If you're telling me that the Malkus is not even an example of a Zoma, then even one guy can get caught as an Edom Zomimim, and that's going to be okay. That was discussed by Rav Shmuel Azovsky, but based on a Dik in the Ritva. Does it have to be Gemar Din? So we pointed out that's really a Shail and Rashi, the Tzavik and the Tzlach, that's over here in that day. The third nafkamina they brought, what happens if they say Eini Yodeya by the Chakiros that the Bezin is cross-examining with? Again, first Teretz of Tosis, the way that Tzlach wants to learn would say, what's going to be the rule? Eini Yodeya invalidates the very Eidus itself. According to the second Teretz of Tosis, saying Eini Yodeya, that's still going to be okay. It's okay if they don't really know. This is not Eidus that has to be subject to Azama. The Beis HaLevi came along and argued on that point of the Tzlach. This is not one of the nafkaminas. This is just purely l'shem, a Torah l'shmo over here, that the Beis HaLevi pointed out that he does not agree with the idea that the Tzlach wants to suggest. Be aware, by the way, the Tzlach, I probably should have said this before, was written by the same author as another famous sefer known as the Node of Yehuda. So in the very end of the Beis HaLevi, you'll notice he says that he's bothered. How could the Node of Yehuda not know the Shach and not be aware of the point that I just made? He's arguing and referring to the Tzlach that we had just been bringing over here. And the Beis HaLevi argues as follows, that Eidus She'i'at Yochol Lehazima, or Hazama in general, as we know, is two components to it. You have the part of Hazama, which basically is a classic, you had said it before, a classic example of getting caught lying in a bez, right? What's Hazama? You're not fit to testify. You weren't there, you didn't see, you didn't know, etc. Can we catch you in a lie? Okay? There's also the part of Hazama, which is the onesh of the Hazama. Not only are you going to get caught in a lie, but you're going to get punished. Vasisim lokash Hazamam lasos la'achim. Right? What's Eidus She'iyat HaYochel Lehazima? Well, sometimes Eidus She'iyat HaYochel Lehazima, which our Tosis is questioning, is an example of Eidus where it could be true that you can get caught in a lie and all that, but for whatever the reason is, the halacha would say that the punishment that you're going to get is not exactly a hazama punishment, right? Where's an example of the punishment not being a hazama punishment? The Malkus by Ben Gerush, according to the second teretz of the Tosis, right? Is that called Eidus She'iyat HaYochel Lehazima? Yes, right? You can get caught in a lie, but we're not giving the Hazama. It happens to be that that's acceptable by the Eidus of the Ben Gerush Ben Chalutza. But says the Beis HaLevi, but the first, most basic element of Yochol or Iyat HaYochel Lehazima, can you get caught lying at all? Is this Eidus that's subject to cross-examination, to Birur and all of that? Says the Beis HaLevi, there can't be any Eidus out there. It doesn't make sense that there should be an allowance for any form of Eidus, that Eidim aren't going to be exact in their testimony. How could I make someone into a Cholol if Eidim are not even sure what they're testifying about? I don't know when I saw this take place. Well, that's convincing. I'm going to mess up this guy's life because you're a dope. Right? Well, that doesn't make any sense, the Beis HaLevi says. Every Eidus, he says, has to at least have the Eidim testifying about clear fact. If the Eid is going to say Eini Yodeya, right, it might be true that we're not going to administer the punishment of Kasher Zama by the Malkus. That could be true. But the Eid can't say, I don't know. That's too basic of an element of Eidus to be missing, and therefore the Beis Halevi himself argues it doesn't matter which teretz of tosis you're holding by, is he malchus called azama, is it not called azama. There's no way, the Beis Halevi argues, that an aide would be able to claim I don't know to one of the questions that's being asked in the Bezdin, one of the essential questions, and have that aide actually still be legitimate. So what the Tzlach says is argued upon by the Beis Halevi, and again, now you are aware of that basic machlokas over here. The truth is, in Svara, the Beis Halevi really makes a lot of sense, and he proves it based on a shach in Choshen Mishpo, which is why he's very bothered by the comment of the Tzlach. One more minute, a minute down, let's just finish the last thing. The last thing over here is a comment made by the Minchas Chinuch, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, and an ingenious little ha'ara that the Minchas Chinuch has, as always, the Minchas Chinuch are always ingenious, where he says, basically, as follows. Eidos of Kiddush HaChodesh. Edom are walking into a bezin to testify, we saw the new moon, we want to be Koveya Rosh Chodesh. That has a din of Edos. You have to have two Edom, and they have to be Kosher. All the different halachas that are there in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, what the details are, there are certain leniencies that are there in terms of the kashas of the Edom, but it's a function of Edos. It has to be by day and not by night. Basic dinim of taking place in a bezin and all of that. Okay. Says the Minchas Chinuch, is there a din of Eidos Shi'iyata Yochol Le'azima to invalidate Eidim by Kiddush HaChodesh? If there are details, let's say, that the Eidei HaChodesh can't provide, making it Iyata Yochol Le'azima, is that going to invalidate the Eidos? Or even further, right? By Eidei Kiddush HaChodesh, what would happen if we were to walk in and testify? Monday night at 9 o'clock p.m., we were standing in that place and we saw X, Y, and Z in the sky. Mazimim walk in and come and say, what do you mean? Imanu Ayisim, you were in Bangladesh on that night, and you couldn't have been an aide for the Rosh Chodesh, right? Okay, the Eidim Zomim. What's going to happen to those Eidim Zomim right now? Well, let's stop and think about the possibilities. Right? It's quite obvious, as the Minchas Chinuch says, that there's no Avasis and Lokasha, we're going to make you, not Rosh Chodesh. Like, there's no such thing, that just doesn't make any sense, right? So we quite clearly can't punish them in any way, shape, or form. There is no Oneh, classic Hazama, that's applicable on the slightest bit. The Minchas Chinuch has a side discussion over here. Well, would we or would we not give Malkus? It's not found in the Gemara in the slightest bit. It's not so clear that we would give Malkus, right? That's definitely not clear. And then he goes on and elaborates, it's a little bit more Nogeya to us over here. Maybe Bechlal, since there's no real classic Hazama that's applicable, right? And again, questionable if there will be Malkus. Maybe there's also no need for Eidah Shi'at Yochol Azima, for Eidah rather Shi'at Yochol Azima, for Eidah Kiddush HaChodesh. Maybe in Echanami, it sounds like a big Kiddush, but maybe in Echanami we would allow, certainly according to the second Teretz of Tosfos, if you have Eidos where you can't have Hazama on. Tosfos speaks about Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, Minchas Chinuch brings up Kiddush HaChodesh, maybe we would allow the Eidos to slide without without the Hazama, either punishment or maybe even Eini Yodeyas that might be able to slip in as well by Eidus for Kiddush HaChodesh. Again, the way the Minchas Chinuch wants to set it up, according to the first Teretz of Tosfos, there's an absolute, we always need Eidus Ata Yochol LaHazima. He wants to suggest that Tosfos might even agree that you get Malkus if you're caught lying by Kiddush HaChodesh. What was that?
What else would
it be?
Not Malkus.
There'll be nothing.
But then it's not Yochol LaHazima.
So that's what he's saying. According to that first Teretz, he says he thinks that you probably would get Malkus, and therefore you need all the rules of Eidos Shi'iyata Yochol LaHazima. According to the second Teretz of Tosfos, that you're right, this Malkus is just some other punishment. You don't need Yochol LaHazima because there's no din of Hazama. Well, by Kiddush HaChodesh, there also probably wouldn't be a din of Hazama, and maybe by extension, you wouldn't need Eidos Shi'iyata Yochol LaHazima for Kiddush HaChodesh either. That is the end of our analysis of this Tosfos Rabbos. I have a full understanding of what the Terutim are, the different Nafkaminas out there, etc. Tomorrow, Mir Tashem, we're going to have a one day, very enjoyable and very involved sugya over here. There's a lot of thought that's involved, even beyond the Marmar comments that are here. Mir Tashem, that we're going to cover it tomorrow.
Maybe.